Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world, and welcome to this, the first episode of the Hot Stage Diaries. We have a truly great set of episodes coming up, but you know, one of the things that's true about this particular series is that it's something of an experiment. We haven't done this before, bringing you deep inside Hot Stage. Now, some of you are going to ask, what is Hot Stage? And it's important to know that the network that sits behind the Interop Conference and Expo, the InteropNet, is an incredibly complex system because it is, in fact, both a living production network and a laboratory for interoperability of equipment from different vendors. Now, it would be easy for people to show up a couple of days before Interop and just really hope that things work, but because it is a production network, it's never been done that way. Instead, we are in a secret location deep within Silicon Valley where forklifts sit among spools of cable and crates of equipment. I'm sitting at a table looking out at about a dozen and a half equipment racks being filled with the various pieces of equipment that will make up the InteropNet. When I got here this afternoon, the first thing that I noticed as I came through the large roll-up door was how very quiet it was. Now, of course, you hear the hum of network equipment in the background. That's to be expected. But what you don't hear are lots of people shouting, raising their voices, scurrying about talking. Instead, what you see are tables set up with laptop computers, people bent over those computers doing configuration. On the other side of the room, you see engineers going into those equipment racks that I talked about, racking equipment, connecting equipment, making everything happen the way it needs to so that the configuration can occur. You might hear a little bit of that hum in the background, but I think it's kind of neat to hear it come to life as you walk through.
Hello.
You know, one of the things we're going to be doing over the next 2 weeks is having a lot more of this kind of behind-the-scenes look because we think it's important. There are, in many ways, the unsung heroes of the InteropNet, all of the engineers, all of the technicians who come together to make this happen. I'm going to be interviewing a number of them. I would love to have done so today, but I just arrived today, as many of them were doing. This week is all about the InteropNet. We have a little bit of a break over the weekend. Then next week, we're going to be talking about the SDN Lab, the large demonstration network where we show people what's possible with the current state of the art in software-defined networking. I have a number of people that I'm going to be talking with, and I'm going to be describing to you what you can see if you were allowed to be here. Now, there are many very good reasons why the public isn't invited to Hot Stage, not least of which is that there's just not an awful lot of extra room here. It's fairly tight, and it is in a warehouse. This is an industrial space, not the gleaming data center that people are used to seeing. No, this is a network that has the kind of large metal shelves that you've probably become used to seeing at places like warehouse clubs and large, the big box home improvement stores. On there, we have large wooden crates filled with various pieces of equipment or empty and waiting for the equipment that will be put inside and then shipped from here to the Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas. There are, as I mentioned, large spools of cable running down one end of the warehouse space. And all across the space, there is cable of various sorts strung, both copper and hundreds upon hundreds of feet of fiber optic cable. That fiber cable is the scene of a lot of activity right now because, as you would probably guess, many of the major pieces of equipment are connected via fiber. And before it can be connected in a production setting, all of that fiber has to be polished and checked to make sure that no breaks occurred during storage and that the connectors are still the quality necessary to move the data that will be moving across InteropNet during the show. The desks that I mentioned earlier are long white tables, the kind of tables that you see at trade shows in the front of booths, all covered with white plastic sheeting with large power strips running down the middle. Different engineers have set up in various places with their computers, and often sitting next to them is one or another piece of network gear, an appliance of some sort, whether it be for storage or routing, data handling of various types, or even monitoring the network. You know, monitoring is a big piece of what goes on at any network, and especially when you have a network that comes together as quickly as this one does and carries as much traffic as InteropNet does. Well, this is how we're going to get started. Day one here at the Hot Stage Diaries. As we go through the week, we'll have an awful lot more for you to listen to. There will also be some things that we're doing in terms of sound slides and videos at Information Week. There will also be some sound slide, the kind of slideshow capability that's available here at Blog Talk Radio. We hope that you'll come back and listen to this. What we truly hope is that by listening to the Hot Stage Diaries, you'll get a much better sense of the work that goes into making InteropNet happen. Another thing that's important to know is that through the comments here, you can ask questions that we'll have people answer. Whether the people answering the questions are people like Glenn Evans, the chief architect of the InteropNet, or the individual engineers who are making it happen. So come back every day at this time. It's happening late in the day because we've got a lot of activity going on. So 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We're going to have a lot more going on, and we want you to be part of it. Well, that's really it. This is designed to be a shorter, less formal radio show. We don't want to keep you, and we certainly don't want to keep all of the people who are busy working at the InteropNet. Tomorrow we'll have more, and we hope that you'll be here to share it with us. So for all of us at Interop, and let me take a moment before I go to remind everyone that Interop Radio, the Hot Stage Diaries, is an online audio component of the Interop community. Interop 2015 will be taking place in beautiful, scenic, not downtown, it's actually out on the outskirts, but in beautiful, scenic Las Vegas from April 27th through May 1st. We're all going to be at that lovely Mandalay Bay Convention Center. We'd like you to be there with us. For more information or to register, go to www.interop.com. And let me give you a hint. If you use the coupon code RADIO, you can get $200 off of a general conference admission pass. That's a big deal. Would make your boss happy. So go to www.interop.com, look at the information, register, and plan to join us the last week of April in Las Vegas. Plan to join us tomorrow as well. There will be plenty more on the second page of the Hot Stage Diary. For all of us here at Interop Radio, I'm Kurt Franklin saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow, both here at the Hot Stage Diary and the regular episode of Interop Radio that will be coming your way at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That's noon Pacific. That's going to be a great episode. Rami Mahajan, one of our favorite radio guests here at Interop, will be sharing his enthusiasm and talking about digital transformation in the enterprise. You don't want to miss that. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we're doing more with Hot Stage Diaries.